That's good enough. Toy Story.
All right.
Best intro ever. Hold on. What episode is this?
66.
Same age as David. All right, we're good. Sorry.
At least he has something that you can count on.
It's the only thing I can
like
do.
Like I said, dude, I think I said it last episode. I'd say it again. That'd make a good shirt. Same age as David. So.
Yeah, five people would buy it.
I would.
Be related to you.
I don't know if you noticed this or not, but only five people typically buy whatever we put out.
Hey, Hitler had like millions. Jesus had 12.
Closer to 55.
Hashtag.
Yeah. Email in if you would buy a shirt that says same age as David. That probably would be a great t-shirt idea, actually. So here's a funny story of a thing that happened.
Get after it.
Things happen in my life. So this past Sunday, this past Sunday, our pastor and our assistant pastor were both away at meetings, two separate meetings. They were preaching at these meetings. So they called me and said, David, we need you to preach while we're gone on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Woo,
real deal.
Atta boy. Did you plug the podcast?
I did not. Because I got distracted by what I'm about to tell you. So I got up Sunday morning. I preach. After I preach, I give... I actually made a really funny joke at the beginning. I said, when you answer the call to preach, there are three things that every preacher has. One is a gospel message. Mm-hmm. Second is a message out of 1 Samuel 17.
Yep.
And the third thing is a Paisley tie. Every independent Baptist preacher has a Paisley tie.
Right.
And then I said, as a matter of fact, when you answer the call to preach and they give you the handbook, those are the first three things that are written in the handbook. I said, and then it's followed by how to solve all the church's problems. Like if so-and-so does this, so handle
it's actually
it this way.
Really easy.
Yeah. So I said, if so-and-so does this, do this. And I go, but don't ask me for those answers because I didn't finish the book. And then when I looked at one of the teen boys who were sitting on the front row, and I said, he answered the call of preach. He's got the handbook now. So if you go, take all the church problems to him, and you know, the church laughs. And I go, you got a Paisley tie, boy? And he goes, yeah. I go, you got a message out of 1 Samuel 17? He goes, not yet. And I go, all right, well, wait till he gets the message, and then you guys can bombard him with all the nonsense. But I preached. It went well. Give the invitation. People come down. And this visitor, older gentleman, comes down and he starts praying. So naturally, one of the men in our church goes down to pray with him to, you know, to kind of see if maybe he's looking for salvation.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're down and they're talking and they're praying together and they stand up and he had said that he was saved, you know, before and he visited our church and just got something out of the message, so he came down to the altar. I was okay, good, cool. When he gets done praying, he stands up and he looks to the back of the church and he points, and then he goes, "Come here, come here." And a lady in our church stands up and comes to the front. Mm-hmm. And instead of him going to the back to where she was, she came to the front where he was in front of the whole church. And then they just start hugging. They're not married.
Oh, no.
And not only are they not married, nobody's ever seen this man before. So, yeah. So everybody's
lot
like
of red flags.
Yeah. So like, it's this weird moment of like,
may we have the offering?
Yeah. Like, I don't like, what is happening? And I'm looking around at certain people in the church, and they're looking at me like, well, how are you going to deal with this, right?
Yep.
And yeah, they're like, what about that handbook?
Yeah, yeah. You should have finished the book, huh? So
chapter 14.
While they're hugging, the last few people who were at the altar get up and they go back to their seats.
Yeah.
They stop hugging, and they stop, and they turn around, and they're looking. They're standing in front of the pulpit, and they are looking at me. And as if they want to say something. So
they're just standing there a few feet from you, staring at you.
Yeah. So I shut her down. I ended the service. I said to myself, there's no way I'm going to let something weird happen while the pastor is out of town. And it's my first time filling in.
Yep.
Not going to let it happen. So they stopped. They were looking at me. I looked at them dead into the windows of their soul. And I said, all right, let's pray. And then I dismissed in prayer. I said, everybody be back here at 6 o'clock. Have a good day. And then I dismissed the church.
Yep.
And there's that.
Legendary, bro. Dude.
Hey, do you want to know what they want to said?
What?
I have no idea because I didn't let them.
I said, good.
Put the brakes on. I said, red light. And they stopped moving forward.
And if they try to talk to you after, say, I didn't finish the book. I'm not. Nope, not yet.
No.
He did come and talk to me afterwards, said that the message I preached was very helpful given the situation that he's in life right now.
And I said, would you like to know my situation?
I said, amen, man. I said, amen. Well, stay strong. God will give you grace. Keep coming to church.
Get away from me.
Yeah. So.
I had a weird situation. I forget. Oh, dude, we were in, when I was in Aruba, we're in this church on Sunday morning, and it's this missionary.
Oh, by the way, I listened to the episode. It was good stuff.
Isn't it weird how me and Dustin do it by ourselves? We always get
super spiritual.
Super spirit.
Hmm.
It's because it's super grounded.
Yeah, it's every my time, natural scent.
It's your natural scent.
No, yeah. But anyways, that same missionary, dude. We are in this.
Someone smells spiritual.
Yeah, you bring us down, David.
Actually, you bring out the best in me. Thank you.
Sorry, I bring all this carnal BO.
Carnality. Yeah. Right. I think we do pretty good.
Listen, this...
So you do good. I just noticed the two times where we were gone and it was just the two of you.
Do.
Yeah, you guys got spiritual. And I'm like, man.
Spiritual.
Would do good.
Do good.
You want to talk about my new car?
Not yet.
No,
we finish your keep story. Keep it tied down and then unravel
it
when I'm done. Yeah. So I'm keep in this church down. In Aruba. This preacher has been a missionary there for 8 years. He was previously a missionary's kid in Mexico. So he's up there preaching, doing a good job. He's talking a lot, like 20-minute announcements. I mean, it was funny.
I hate announcements.
It was a lot of announcements for this missionary church.
I hate them.
But, dude, he's preaching. He's preaching a good message out of 1 Peter, and he was talking about saying how he doesn't necessarily like the term soul winning, right? Because we don't do the winning. It's God that does the work. You know, we witness.
Yeah.
And this lady raises her hand in the Sunday morning service, and he says, yes, Stacy. And she goes,
the Bible says he that winneth souls is wise.
She's got a point.
And he's like, I understand what you're saying, but my point is we don't save anyone. And everyone like turns and looks at her like, oh, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Somebody screenshot it. Somebody who was not listening, who wasn't in the service, they watched the stream.
Look at your face.
They sent, they sent me the picture. That's the first picture. And then this was me shutting the service down because I didn't know where to go from there. And then they sent me those two pictures and they go, what in the world is happening?
How do I get to the last picture? Because I just can't get over his face.
Let me see it again.
David's like, he's like, look.
It looks like the Lord's coming back. He's looking so far up in the air.
So they're in front of him hugging, and he's just like, totally. He's like, no.
Well, hey, you know, a good way to ruin someone else's story is resurface your story with a picture as I'm at the crux of my story. It's like,
your story was great.
Here's the punchline. Look at my picture.
We have a Stacy in our church, maybe. Let's go find out.
Anyways, the preacher goes, I don't even like that term. She goes, Pastor, the Bible says he who has souls is wise. And it was just really awkward and funny.
No, she has a very valid point.
Wow. I was like, that was funny.
Did he repent?
No, he said, I understand he that when his souls is wise, that's Old Testament, and
even the wording, like, we don't win anything. We are doing what God tells us to do. He does the saving. But
how did people in the Old Testament win souls?
They didn't.
So nobody was wise.
I think what it was, what it's saying, he that winneth souls is wise. You can definitely use that too. Like,
right.
Be a witness or whatever. Use the verse. But I do think it means like,
he wasn't preaching on principle. He was just explaining that like it's, people get too carried away with it and it's probably safer to, or whatever. Maybe not even people, like that yeah, deep. No, but it's,
the
it's
word
that,
soul winning comes from that verse.
Yeah. Right, I
so
understand.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's fine, but
I
guess it. I guess in the Old Testament, it would have just meant bringing people to God.
Yeah,
you know, I would leave the church honestly. Yeah.
I mean,
would just rather not use that.
They weren't going soul winning, telling people about the gospel in the Old Testament.
Hey, do you want to know how to get saved? Wait 400 years. Just give it time. Trust me, something big's gonna happen.
Hang in there.
You're almost there.
So what about now? I just keep sacrificing, you know, and yeah.
He that winneth souls is wise. How do we do that? Well, you can't. You can't do that. You can't do it yet. Well, one day, people will, and those people will be wise.
I don't. Yeah, in the old, when it's written in Proverbs, it's not talking about going door to door soul winning. It's my point.
It's still funny though.
Dustin said, "Wait 400 years.
Wait for it.
Here it's coming. Wait a minute. Here it comes. It's coming. Here. Wait. Hold on. Wait.
It seems like a." Now, let me preface what I'm about to say with, I listened to the episode, and it sounded like it was an awesome time there at the church.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. With that being said, I'm sure I would have enjoyed myself as well. With that being said.
Yep.
That's a weird stance to take.
With that.
With that being
after
said.
After that.
Also,
now, with that.
That's an interesting hill to die on.
What?
The winning souls thing.
Well, I've heard that a lot from Bible believers. Like, some people, like hyper soul winners, they'll just go out and be like, I just want a soul. And like, well, if I ask the person that they got saved, would they know what they did?
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree with that.
I've definitely, yeah. Like, we're going soul winning. Well, why don't you just go tell people about Jesus?
Yeah.
Tell people about the gospel. Like, Paul never used the term soul winning.
Mm-hmm.
So I have heard that.
He also never used the term Trinity.
He also never used the term rapture.
Yeah. Rapture, I taught on that in Sunday school, believe it or not. So,
but
I don't know,
he did talk about modern day politics and
like
reptilians.
The only words I can say that
I feel like sometimes when we get so lost in the weeds in terminology, and it's like, man, we can't. You guys must be running out of things to
argue
about.
Even though if someone says something like that, I'm not going to wave him down in the middle of the service and say, Pastor.
The Bible says he that winneth souls is wise.
No, I wouldn't. I might,
someone that will try.
I might go up afterwards and have a conversation.
No.
With
who?
Class.
Yeah.
Dennis. We Sandy. He does that when he like exhorts. But
Dennis.
It's a negative.
Yeah. Denise.
Denise.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I would laugh if a lady did that in our church for sure. I would laugh. But
here's another story.
Do it
now. If you have a picture to show right now, you have some way to make it about you. Say, you can say it now.
That would defeat the purpose of making it about me.
I give the floor to make everything about
I
you.
I could have
right
touched
now.
His knee so many times.
I didn't.
Why?
I didn't. Let's do clips. Take Dustin clips. Take it out of context.
Da, 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 na,
you can
na,
leave
na.
That in context, and we it's can. Still weird.
No. Right, so the problem is you guys aren't cultured.
Wednesday night of our revival, me, mm-hmm. my wife, whatever, we go over to my parents' house. Service gets over at like 9:30.
Yeah,
we're over there. We are. It's like 10:30, whatever.
This happened too.
Well done. Nice.
Let me see.
Dustin, do you understand what he just did?
Yeah, he took it away.
I'll tell the story when you're done.
Now everyone's like, hurry, Cameron, give me tell your stupid story so we can hear what happened.
Go on.
Hey, David, touch his knee.
It's hidden under his thick cankles.
Grab his weird ankle.
Stop. Stop.
All right, go. What's your story?
Come on.
Wednesday night.
Dustin, go touch Harrison right now. Anyways, it's 11 o'clock. Me and my wife are pulling back into our house. And I get out of my car in my driveway. My truck is right out front. Like, I live in town. My driveway is right there. Mm-hmm. It's super close to the road. I get out. My wife's in the passenger side. And, hey, baby.
Hey.
In the passenger side. Walk around to get the baby out. And I'm talking to her. We're taking our time. We're both tired. And I hear footsteps behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your Bible.
I turn around. I turn around and I look at my truck and I see a man behind my truck.
Mm.
And he darts from behind my truck where the bed of my truck is to the front of my truck.
Oh, he's quick.
He's like, I'm thinking this all happens in like 5 seconds. So I'm standing by the car with my baby stroller in hand.
He darted, and it took him 5 seconds to get from the back to the front.
Start of the story to like end. I hear footsteps. I look. Here's what goes through my head. I see a guy behind the bed of my truck, and I'm like, he's looking at me. And then he darts to the front, and then another guy shows up behind him at 11 o'clock on the street.
There's two guys.
And so I immediately thought,
they want to know about my car's extended warranty.
I'm getting robbed. I'm going to get jacked up. Something's happening here. Like, no one's on the street 11 on this street.
Did Kayla know what was happening at this moment?
She sees me freeze up. Like, and she was in the passenger. She was still in the car. She saw me. And she said, I'm thinking, he's going to get shot. Because I was talking to her, and then I heard, and I looked, and I stopped. I reached for my gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have it. I left it at home.
You had your Bible, though.
Yeah. Literally had
it. The it was one the opposite time, of my problem.
The one time I thought I might need it, I was like, oh, no, I don't have it. So,
what an interesting podcast this would be if we had both shot somebody in the same week.
It wouldn't be that interesting because it would just be me here right now.
That's true.
Yeah. So, anyways. So I turn, I look, I hear, I see, and finally, from what feels like an eternity, I was like prepping, like, what's going to happen here?
Adrenaline, right?
There was no doubt in my mind this is happening right now.
Right.
He comes out from my truck, from in front of my truck, and he doesn't go away from me. He comes like closer to me, but he's not looking at me. And he's making this weird movement. He's moving really weird.
Uh-huh.
And then I realize this dude is shadow boxing down my street. And then the other person emerges, and it's, I guess, his wife his or
trainer.
Girlfriend.
His trainer.
Who looked like a man.
Oh.
I thought it was a man. And it was dark, so it was like hard to... But she's behind him with a notepad, and he is just bobbing and weaving. Right at the front of my driveway, like 5 feet from my car.
I made a joke about the trainer part.
You know, it's so literally
and it was true.
Literally, he's like, just has a hoodie on and everything, just down my street, and I'm like looking at them, like,
how long did it take you to fall asleep that night?
Oh, dude, I was shook up,
bro, dude. Like, I was about to ask Dustin if he's ever felt that, and then I was like, that's a dumb question to ask Dustin.
Then the lady goes, oh, hi. And I'm like, hi. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Get off the street.
Yeah.
And, like, get away from my driveway. Like, you could be in, like, way far over, and they're like, see me, and they like come right. Like, if you're not trying to get shot, I'm sorry.
Right.
Get away. Like, if I would have had my gun on, which I'm licensed to carry, I wouldn't have shot unless I was threatened. But I'm telling you one thing, I would have definitely been ready. Like, I was scared to death. She, my wife couldn't see anything because she's behind the front. She's behind. She's in the seat behind the driver's seat because she sits with the baby. So she just sees me freeze up and like, And then I was like, I said, stay in here. And what am I going to do? Literally all I had was the baby seat to throw at them.
That would have worked.
With him in there.
Dusty could probably correct me on this. Is it kind of like, because I've had something similar happen mm-hmm. at Nikki and I's old house. I was playing mm-hmm. a video game and I heard gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like playing a video game with my friends. We were playing Call of Duty or something. And I go, oh, dude, I think I just heard gunshots. And my buddy's like, don't worry, I'm going to come help. And I went, no. Like
real ones.
Like, I think I heard real ones. And he goes, what? And then my wife like kicks in the office door. Right. And she's like, somebody's shooting outside the house. So I was like, grab the dog, sit in the closet.
Yeah.
And so like, I went to go make sure there was nobody like on my front step, like getting into my living room and such. So I grabbed my equipment.
Yeah.
And there's like a moment where like I stood at the top of my stairs.
Is it incriminating to say gun?
No,
I just my equipment. I don't know, my tool, my piece, my I don't know. All right, wait. So
Gat.
There's a yeah, my blicky. There's
a pop.
Yeah, there was like a moment where I like stood at the top of my stairs and I took a deep breath,
mm-hmm.
and it was almost like I had found a switch that I wasn't quite sure was inside of me. Until I needed to find that switch. And I did not sleep at all that night.
Yeah.
I sat at the edge of the bed and looked out the bedroom window the entire night. We lived in a sketchy neighborhood and there was a drive-by that shot up my neighbor's house. And then we were like, we're moving. So
that's a good, yep.
Yeah. So is that... Is
it
that,
was your neighbors.
Is that like... in the military,
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming... They show you that you have that switch.
Yeah.
And then they just teach you how to, I don't know, what, flick it on and off at will.
Yeah. How can we make you like go into full PTSD mode is our point.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just joking.
No, like I remember the first time I thought I had to kill somebody.
Me too.
When he says it, it's like heavier. Like it, like when he says it, like I was just telling a story of a thing that happened.
The first time I thought I had to kill somebody,
bro. He just said it like, yeah, I remember. Dude, I remember my first school dance. Like,
I do too. No, it was pretty bad. And honestly, we probably would have. So in Afghanistan, the biggest. Terrorist group there is obviously the Taliban, and then Al Qaeda is sort of present, and then the Haqqani network is another one, but that's like a Northern Alliance thing, which I think is somehow indirectly connected to the Taliban, but whatever. Anyway, it was a Northern Alliance riot that was taking place right outside of the gate that we had just left on our FOB around the airfield. So it was a big roundabout, and we're blocked in, and it's a 5-truck convoy, and then on our like GPS system, it showed that all the roads went black, which means that travel is now banned for anyone in NATO. With we're not supposed to go out or whatever, because things are getting bad. So we're out there and they're having this riot, protest, whatever thing going on, and we're like, we have the trucks in like a cordon kind of thing, and like I was 19 at the time. And I was in the turret.
Having you tell this story real intense with a blanket over you.
I know.
An Afghan, it's impactful.
Would you like to see my...
Powerful.
Do you want to see my legs?
Powerful.
That's what kept him alive.
Yeah.
Alive. Alive. Well, that's not a word.
You get a blankie.
But, and I had in my truck, in my
story
turret, I had a 240 machine gun, my grenade launcher, M4, and M9. And I mean, like, people are like, they're starting to, like, throw stuff or whatever. And I'm like, I have my, like, pistol outside the turret, and I'm, like, screaming at people, telling them to get down. I'm moving.
Were you going, all right?
No. No, I was saying a bunch of stuff I can't repeat ever.
But do it here, right now.
No.
It's like after Jesus, yeah. But before getting right with Jesus.
Yeah. It was after Christ, before Baptist.
After Christ, after Christ, during Wesleyan. No, what are you? Nazarene.
Nazarene.
Recovering.
Anyway, and I mean, it was getting pretty bad. Like, we're pretty sure, we've talked about it a lot, we're pretty sure people were about to start climbing on trucks. And if the, once the moment they touch a truck, it's game on. But, like, I remember, like, having my finger on the trigger, hand on the trigger guard of the machine gun, like, looking down the sights, pointing at people and screaming. And I'm like, if I set off, like, a rip from this thing, I'm like, it's a super dense crowd. I'm like, I'm going to kill four people. I don't even know who they are.
Right.
And I'm like, it's crazy. But, and you're like so tuned in.
And any of them could have had a gun and just shot you.
Yeah.
But they had to shoot first.
That was the most stressful 9 months of my whole life, because the entire, especially after Maciel got killed, like, things got super tense.
I would imagine. And like I said, I know what it did.
Yeah.
It did one because night when it was like a random guy on my street. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. Like, literally staring it in the face.
It was just a weird deployment, because it wasn't like we were going out and actively fighting the Taliban. We were working with the Afghan army to train them to fight the Taliban. And those guys could just as easily be insurgents.
They did a good job too, right?
Huh? No.
Yeah. Here it is.
But
here's the football.
Yep. So, like, the whole 9 months, every time you go out in the city, you're like, okay, like, can I trust this guy? You can't trust anybody, but you still have to work with them. So it's like the whole time you're watching your back, you're looking at all these things.
Got killed by an insurgent.
Yes.
So that's always
great. We had all these briefs and meetings and stuff on, and like after that, like, I mean, yeah, the Afghans were so scared of us.
If these Afghans say, hey, go on ahead, we'll back you up.
What do you have? Yep. You guys have issues with these kinds of blankets. It's crazy.
If one of your interpreters says, "Hey, I'll hang back," don't let them.
No. Then the interpreter, you go on ahead.
I'll be right behind you.
They killed one of our interpreters after the Taliban took over.
Let me hold your gun while you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you told us that.
Yep.
Do you need me to hold your gun,
Saeed? No. there was. The Afghans were super intrigued with the grenade launcher. They have the older version, but they don't have grenades for it. Mm. And
it's like rocks.
Gosh, can you imagine how bad that would hurt? If somebody just hits you and you pray for it to explode.
Like, oh, what?
Yeah, look, but it doesn't. That's so, worse than it actually exploding.
The grenade that comes out of a grenade launcher, it has to have 9 total revolutions or go 35 meters before it's armed. Because the main radius of a grenade is 35 meters. So if I were to shoot it from here to that wall, it wouldn't explode. It would just go through it. So we talked about, like, can you imagine shooting someone point blank with that thing? Because it's like a shotgun that's this big.
It's had to happen, right?
Oh, yeah. And it just rips holes in people. It just destroys everything.
Hey, I have a story to lighten the mood.
Hold up. So the riot ended, and, like, it was getting pretty bad. The Afghan police show up out of nowhere in these Tacomas, and they all have old M16s, but they don't have any, like, ammo or whatever. And so they just start beating the people with these M16s.
It's so effective to flip the baton and go whack, whack with a stock of a gun.
And then after that, like, they started, like, kind of, the crowd kind of, like, you know, slowed a little bit down, but then they had us go back to H. Kaya.
Hmm.
I love how you say H. Kaya, like we know what that is.
Mm.
Hamid, I can't pronounce it. It's the airport.
That's I was really, when you said you're on a turret and you have, you're looking down the sight, was it 50?
No, the 240 Lima is a 7.62, so it's 308.
What turret gun is that? What's that look like?
It's the turret in the truck. It's let me see your phone.
It's right there.
Your phone.
I'm intrigued to see what this looks like.
Or your app, whatever.
But that's pretty, I mean, like, literally one wrong move, and it's just like, and you're just, like, mowing three people. Yeah. Yikes.
Well, I mean.
That.
And you had your pistol out, too? Oh, yeah, it looks like an M60.
You know, when you're holding something.
Yeah, this is a new version of it.
When you're holding, like, the 90s. When you're holding something like that, the pistol seems not very threatening at all.
Okay. Well, watch. I don't want you out on the street, like.
Yeah, there's shadow boxers out there.
Shadow boxers.
Yeah, we were talking about horrifying stories, so I just don't want.
Yeah.
You're going out to her car, right? She's leaving. Okay. Love it.
All right. So
my wife.
Yo, when you're holding a gun like that, the pistol kind of seems not very threatening at
all. It's really just for if people start climbing on the truck.
Yes, that's your barrel sticking out the car, and that's very oof. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was I saying? Oh yeah, but no. When these people, like, if you told me back to my story, just the end of it. Yeah. If you told me, what would I expect? Because Harrington, there have been carjackings. They're having carjackings, people break into cars, like my friend Logan. Yeah. People just broke into his car and stole everything out of his car. So it happens.
Yeah,
and
I do.
And there
it
are
sometimes.
There's some pretty, like, rough neighborhood right down the street.
We do work over there. And
so
I
if
hate,
you told me, what's more likely at 11 o'clock at night? Getting robbed, carjacked, killed, or someone shadowboxing down my quiet
street. That would be not on the list at all.
Dude, no. But I'm telling you, I think
they were going to try to rob, and then when they saw you guys, they were like, he started shadowboxing. Yeah. She was like, yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah, pulled out a notepad. Yeah, it was weird. Anyways, one more story. Oh, I was coming back from Kentucky. You got one?
Go ahead.
I was coming back from Kentucky like 5 years ago from Jesse Bard's wedding.
Yeah, the story end in tears?
I had sprained my ankle bad. And so, I was in such pain. My ankle was swollen up like crazy. So it was me and my sisters, and we're traveling back. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. We were coming back from a Saturday wedding to get home for church. We stop at a rest stop in Virginia. My sisters get out to go to the bathroom. I'm in the back of the Jeep, and I was asleep because my ankle's killing me, and it's up in the air. So I'm in a t-shirt and shorts with nothing. Like, I have no pocket. I have no knife. I don't have anything to defend my nothing. Mm-hmm. So I get out and I start limping up to this rest stop
with a brick.
There's no cars in this parking lot. Yeah, there's no cars in this parking lot.
Yeah,
except like way down the way, really far down. And this guy had walked in to the rest stop into the bathroom. And I thought, I'm going to wait until he walks out until I go. So he starts walking out, and I'm like, all right, I'll go now. So I get out. I start walking to the door, and this guy is like 30 yards.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Kason.
I think.
He's like 30 yards.
So adorable how he's like.
Yeah, I know. Come here, buddy.
Hello. Hello, cutie.
Hello.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, did you kiss this? Hello.
Hey. I'm trying to tell you without your
tongue. Get out of here, Dad.
Get out of here, Dad.
You're
my friends are here.
Anyways, so I start walking to the bathroom, and this guy is like 30 yards from the bathroom now, and as I start getting close to the bathroom, he starts looking behind him and like stopping and looking behind him. I don't think I told this on here. And so I'm like, that's kind of weird. And so as I go into the bathroom, he stops, and I'm just looking around the corner. He turns around and starts coming back. Like, there's nobody else here.
You dropped your wallet.
No.
Oh.
I'm like, there's nobody else here. What's he doing? I said, what I'm not going to do is walk in there and be in the bathroom alone, back turn, go in the bathroom. While he is coming back. So he gave you
a gospel track.
No, so I
So he goes in the parking lot.
You both are hard to tell stories to.
Sorry.
Like any serious story, because you just interrupt and at least I have like a little bit of respect and listen to your stories.
Listen,
and try to laugh.
That
and
is
like,
not,
wow, that's crazy.
No. If we go back to the archives, we all do it equally to each other.
Well, not tonight, you idiot.
Well, not tonight.
So pull off the archives.
Like, I can't. I got some research to go through.
All right, here we go. So, I don't go into the restroom. Mm. And I keep looking. He's still coming. So, then I just... It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I'm going to address this guy before he gets any closer because I'm not sure what's happening here. So, I just step out. I said, you good, man? And he stops and starts cussing me. Probably like 15 feet from me. And then he starts getting closer, and his hand is in his hoodie. I said, bro, you good? And he goes, just mumbling and cussing me. And I'm like, dude, you need to stop. And he gets closer and closer. And I'm like, I don't know what he has in his pocket, in his hoodie. And he pulls his hand out, and there's nothing.
Mm.
There's nothing there. So I'm like standing there, and he keeps getting closer and closer. And then he starts going, huh, like, gonna jump at, like, and he's like 10 feet 5 feet, and I'm standing there, and I'm yelling at him, and he's just cussing. And I'm like, dude, stop. You do not want to do this. This is, you do not want, that's all I kept saying, is you don't want to do this. And he just kept cussing and yelling. This is probably 10 seconds. And so literally what I was going to do, if he charged me, I was going to run in the girl's bathroom because I knew my sisters were
in
there.
You can't come in here.
No, but think about, like, this was, I was probably 22 or 23, but I'm thinking I have a better chance of beating this guy up when, you know, if I run in there and Meredith and Kenzie are in there, because they're going to put a, if I can, Meredith is going to put a hurting on him if I'm tangled up with him and I can stop him from moving. Like,
we can
do this. But dude, he gets closer and closer. He's literally within Dustin's distance of me, and he's just, you, blah, 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 blah. And I backed up to the girl's bathroom door, and then a girl comes out and goes, no, stop. And he goes, all right. And she goes, not today, not today. I guess he was drunk.
Typically,
she's like,
you are so drunk.
And then she brings him back to his car. But dude, I was shook up. I mean, and it wasn't like, it took me a while to tell it, but it was like 10 seconds of just like, he's closing, he's coming closer, he's cussing me. I'm like, don't, dude, stop. What are you doing? Stop. And he gets close. And I'm like, and then his girlfriend or whatever goes, not today, no. I'm like, good night. What was about to happen? I'm like, I'm about to get a fist fight at a rest stop in Virginia. But that was another time I was like, this is about to go down. But I knew he didn't have a gun.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I was like, I feel like I can.
When it comes to like fighting, just like fighting random people,
like, why
that doesn't really get me as,
like, what did I do to
jazzed.
You?
Like, that is what it is. Like, one time we were into the outlets and these like three guys came out of the bathroom and they were cussing at me in front of my wife and our friends. And they were, I was like, they were like, we'll do. And I was like, okay, come do it then. That's fine. I'm ready. You ready? I'm ready. Like that, like.
Yeah. It's like, you've heard the 112-year-old argument.
Like the fighting thing.
You understand, I can take on 112-year-olds. I'm not scared.
Like, I have a podcast and it's confirmed.
The fist fighting thing doesn't, like, it doesn't get me jazzed like when like the other serious situations we're talking about. Like, it's a guy cussing at me and he's like, oh, we're going to fight. I'm just like,
well, that was,
if we have to, like, I guess I'll clear my schedule out.
The guy walking straight up to me from like, and like, I wonder what would happen if I walked in the bathroom. Like, he was creepy. I'm walking up to the bathroom. He was looking behind. And then when I turn the corner, he like circles back.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm
you like, should have been waiting, like, for him, like, yo, this.
There was a newspaper stand like with the guides. And I was like, I could pick that up and throw a newspaper, like the actual wooden stand at him. And I'm like, dude, that's all there was there. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't feel like really tussling. The dude was bigger. He was probably, he was like a Spanish guy, but he was like 6'2", 6'3". And at that point, I was probably 180, 190. And this guy was at least 220, 230. I'm like, this is going to be a big gulp.
So you're going to let Meredith fight your battles, like, for you.
I thought I can put a good wailing on him or try to, you know, at least hold my own. And then, of course, with both my sisters, I feel like I've seen, we fought enough.
they've been through enough combat. They know what to do.
It's good.
They got more experience than Cameron. I got a funny story that Marge Holloway is going to love.
Oh.
Thinking of you, Marge. So at our,
we got an email from her.
Do we really?
Did we really?
I'm pretty sure.
Do we know that for sure?
I would be very surprised if she was not.
I don't know. I'm about to tell the story, so I kind of hope she's not.
I'm about
to make fun of somebody that was at our revival. I'm making fun of a Marge. Come at me.
I did.
The Doucettes were at our revival.
Mm-hmm. The Doucettes.
And they were singing. And
about Jesus.
Service is getting on. Mm-hmm. People are going to the altar. They're singing. It's great. It's fun times. And this guy walks to the altar, but he doesn't get down to pray. Instead, he stands in the middle of everyone, and he just goes like this. And he stood there for like 2-3 minutes, right? And every once in a while, he would stop and he would look around at everybody to see if they were looking at him. And he'd like,
are you serious?
Yeah. And he just kept doing it. He just kept going like this. So naturally, I'm looking at this and I'm going,
hey, what? You guys see what I'm saying right now?
I start laughing, right? I did take a picture, of course. And I'm thinking, how do I make this funny? Oh, wait, the Doucettes hadn't gotten up to sing yet.
Yeah.
That's important.
So you're a liar.
Yeah. Or missing. Yeah. I was wrong. The Doucettes hadn't got up to yet, and it's an important part of the story, because he's standing there during the invitation thing, and he's like this, mm-hmm. right?
Getting a hold of God.
And Brother Mike Easter walks down, and he prays with a guy who was praying at the altar. Brother Mike gets up, done praying. Guy's still standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Simba. Like, right?
As you do.
And Brother Mike is walking back. He's about to go back up on the stage, and he walks behind the guy. Mm-hmm. And when he gets behind the guy, he goes like this. He's walking behind him, and he goes.
Look, tune into YouTube to see the face.
He walks up next to the guy who's doing that, and he goes.
You need to get on YouTube.
And then he just shrugs. He shrugs, and then he walks back. When I tell you, I almost lost it. Because I was sitting there like, how do I make this funny? And then Brother Mike knocks it out of the park. I had to hold my breath so I wouldn't laugh. My ears are turning red.
That's so funny.
People are like kind of snickering, but not everybody saw what Brother Mike did. I'm holding my breath so I don't bust out laughing in the middle of this church service. Pastor says, let's have the Doucettes come up and sing. And they're a group of four now. Right. And so, dude, I'm staring at the ground, and I'm like, I can't be laughing when the Doucettes get up to sing.
Yeah.
So the Doucettes walk by, and I leave. I have to get up and walk out. I go out there, and I'm losing it. I'm laughing so hard, I'm losing it. And then Brother Mike, he comes to the back to use the restroom, and then me and him just start laughing. We're laughing so hard. Doucette starts singing. I gather myself. I walk back into the service, and this man is standing in the back.
Mm-hmm.
While the Doucettes are boogieing, doing what they do. Right? And he's standing in the back, clapping. And you'll love this. Way off beat. And he's clapping, and he's dancing like this. So I look at him, and I turn around, and I walk right back out because I can't handle it. Dude, I'm laughing. I'm laughing so hard. I'm dying. I'm laughing. I'm so hard. I'm dying. I go back inside. I sit down, and then service gets on. People are shouting, and they're amening. And I look back at the guy to see what this guy's doing. The service gets on. The Lord starts moving.
Mm-hmm.
I look back at the guy who's been slain in the spirit all night.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there like this.
When it actually was.
Yeah. When the Lord actually was moving and getting and everybody's like, whoa, yeah, glory, amen, bro. He's just like.
Yeah.
It was weird. Yeah,
sounds pretty good. Indicator that the guy was filled with the devil.
Checks out.
He's filled with a spirit.
Yep. Dustin, you have anything you want to say before I get into emails and stuff?
About what?
I don't know. I don't know in your mind.
I feel like you always have these incredible.
I know. It's not really. A lot of these things aren't incredible stories.
It's just
he does a good job of telling them and observing.
Yeah.
Might just be incredible stories. I don't know.
But I can't. I have a new car, brand spanking new, all the way from 1999.
Yes,
Dodge Caravan. I got it. As a gift from your dad. It's probably been a year and a half ago now. But it needed some work done to it.
25-year-old gift here, Sonny.
But I just needed something better. My truck gets 11 miles to the gallon. So, whatever. This thing gets 19-ish. Which is a huge difference.
You didn't you?
I did.
Snuck up on me. I was waiting for the he's just like,
Nothing. I had to put in an alternator, new battery, new radiator fan, relay and wiring harness, new turn signal. I don't remember the technical term for that, but that whole thing. And, the AC circuit was low on refrigerant.
Trying to see why he gave it to you as a gift.
I got everything from Amazon and Rock Auto, so I think collectively I spent like $546 or something, which is still pretty decent. It's got 380. I am the one that drove it to 380. It was 379 something.
Indicator of why he gave it to you as a gift.
I've never owned a car or truck, whatever, that had less than 100,000 miles on it. My first truck started off at 278. My truck has 189. This car has everything. So that's why my detailing business, I named it High Mileage.
I like that. That's great.
That's my
life. I love that.
That's my life.
That's such a good name, though. Yeah. You can start the High Mileage podcast. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. You just be late to it.
And I finally found my GoPro. So I'm going to start making videos or whatever with doing detailing.
Very cool. Yeah. I like that. High Mileage Detailing. If you want your car detailed, don't call him. All right. All right. So this is a response from Joseph Kaspersky. Do you guys remember when I said he works at the railroad and he wasn't on church on Sunday? Remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. David, did you listen to that? He goes, responding to quit your job and get in church. He says, I went to church that Sunday. Never put all caps anything before God. It was like 9:30 when I saw him on the tracks.
Except for those couple times that I did.
Yeah. Also, being a Marine veteran, would love to hear more about Dustin and what he does in the military. Is he Army, Guard, or Army active? What's his MOS? I served in Kabul, Afghanistan.
When? I was in Kabul.
He was a Marine. I've served in Kabul, Afghanistan. Any cool encounters with wildlife or people there? Thank you for your service to this country. Again, love your content. Keep up the good work. Praying that this podcast brings joy and spreads the gospel to many who listen in. Thank you for always prioritizing God in your content.
I wonder where he was at.
Joseph, responding to quit your job and get in church. I went to church that Sunday and never put anything before God. Well, you obviously didn't go to Sunday school. Just joking. Whatever. Great job, man. Proud of you.
Real quick, Joseph. I was in Kabul. I was in HKIA. So I don't know. You could have either been at NKC or Scorpion, probably. Maybe the embassy. I don't know. Tell me where you were. I feel like you would have maybe been at HKIA. Anyway.
I said he was a little baby because he was in my youth group.
Yeah.
Where they went to a different church. He said, I am a baby, 23 years old, joined at 17, served in Afghanistan, left 2 months before they pulled out on August 30th, 2021. Lots of memories, good and bad. Would love to hear about Dustin's service.
Yeah, it's so weird to think that...
When did you go out?
I was there in 2018. It's weird to think that... I mean, 2021, but 3 years is a big difference over there.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Boop, boop, Brody good, Knox, boop, boop. I am an avid supporter... of your pod.
Thank you.
He said, listen, bucko, I'm an avid supporter of your pod. I just don't have the money to pay y'all. I wish I did.
Who?
Just want to let Brody Knox.
Mm. Is this the kid you gave money to?
Yeah. Just wanted to let you know that I love you. And not to get mad at your fans. JK, I know you're joking. Anywho, stay in Flappable and thank you for your service.
I think what's
Brody Knox is the man because not only is he not giving us money, but he got money out of you.
Yeah.
He's got it figured out.
Doing well as
a
kid.
What made me chuckle the most was the fact that he said, I know you're kidding about being mad at fans. We're totally not kidding. This is real life.
This is from Marge Holloway.
Oh my gosh.
Hello, my name is Marge Holloway, and I have Facebook. And I want to say that Facebook has drawn me closer to God.
Wait, hold on. Time. What is this about?
Social media.
Yeah.
The social media thing.
The strangely dim. Okay.
And I have Facebook and want to say that Facebook has drawn me closer to God. It is how we reach the young people today with the love of God and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
No.
All caps.
I use the gospel
to keep up with family. I am sure Ben Clark is very smart, but if he spent less time reading worldly books and more time with God, he would know social media is a tool of good, not a weapon of evil, like my pastor says, and she is
Wait, what?
Like my pastor says, and she is very smart too. So please, so she goes, I'm sure Ben, there's no periods in this, so it's all one run on. I am sure Ben Clark is very smart, but if he spent less time reading worldly books and more time with God, he would know social media is a tool of good, not a weapon of evil, like my pastor says, and she's very smart too. So please consider this and stop trusting in the worldly books.
instead of the good book.
Do you know how I know she's fake? Because how many times have I called her out on all sorts of stuff and there's no acknowledgement, but now there's something. She's an instigator. It's a fan created a fake account to start something.
Let's run a poll. I don't know.
Dustin, I'm going to be honest with you. You're probably right.
Yeah.
But I want her to be real so bad.
It would be so cool.
I want
cool.
her to be real so
don't
bad.
Get me wrong. If she was real, that would be cool. That would change my life.
I want her to be real. So yeah. You're probably right and she's not real. But I'm going to keep pretending she is. I appreciate her consistency because every subject line on her emails
Marge Holloway.
But she says that Facebook has drawn her closer to God.
Uh-huh. That's like me saying, "Hey, going to the Georgetown races have brought me closer to God."
That wouldn't be more likely than Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, we know that her church wasn't doing it because they don't preach against hell. So,
no.
So.
And it's a woman pastor.
Who's pro-Facebook.
She is very good, too.
And she says that's how you reach the young people today is through Facebook. Does she not encounter young people in any other aspect of her life?
Yeah. I don't know how you account for that, like. We've reached this many on Facebook.
Right.
Like how many people are coming to your church because of your Facebook? I don't know.
Right. Here's the thing. I don't even have Facebook. And,
guess you're not reaching anyone.
Which is crazy. I thought I was dealing with teenagers at my church, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Did you want to do more with that?
Yeah, let me read it one more time. Right. Oh, man. This lady.
What did he say about... Did Ben say anything about reading worldly books?
He said that the basis of his book, he said he has studied other things, but he said the basis of his book is based off of three Bible verses.
Right. So where is she saying if he spent less time reading worldly books and more time with God, what is...
Well, he had a few comments about some of the other books that he had read
while he was studying.
Yeah.
Now, if he spent less time... reading worldly books and more time with God, which, as she's already said, is you do that on Facebook.
On Facebook, as we all know.
With young people. If he had spent more time on Facebook with youngsters.
Getting close to God.
I'm going
to
respond, thanks for the tip.
Thanks for the tip, you old bat.
Respond.
Oh, man. And her pastor is...
And your pastor is so not smart. Real either.
She's so smart.
I bet she likes snakes.
By the way...
Oh, man.
What are you about to say? By the way.
No, you should send a link to the Amazon thing so that she can buy the book.
By the way. Why don't we have booms yet? By the way.
If she is fake, who do you think she is?
I would love to hear your pastor preach.
Probably your boy, Seth.
I feel like he'd be a strong candidate.
He's a strong candidate.
You provide a message link.
I don't know. I feel like most of the people I know wouldn't have the time for this kind of thing.
This is why I feel like it would be Seth.
Can I say stay rizzed?
Stay rizzed.
She's got to know what that means because she's on the Facebook. I don't know what it means, but...
That was before.
I'm
going to
say stay
rizzy.
By the way, I would love to hear your pastor preach. Can you provide a message link? Stay rizzy.
Boom. Sent.
Bro. And then we... Yo.
See what happens. Man. Stay rizzy.
Does she go to church at all or is it just Facebook church?
She said she goes to church once a week or something. All right, Michael Shelton.
What a trip.
I know.
He says Holland is the Netherlands.
I know.
I don't think he's real. I don't think he's
real
either.
Yes. No. You don't, David? Mm-mm. Okay, well, you're going to regret this.
I
know, because I'm the smartest man alive, but also because I listen to a podcast, No Agenda, where the Podfather, Adam Curry, that's what you guys refer to me as now.
Podfather?
Podfather.
We got Sarge and the Podfather.
Sarge, Podfather, and...
The Podfather, Adam Curry, is from the Netherlands.
Old man Dave.
They have a whole... They have a whole playlist of VeggieTales singing 80s songs. I'm actually upset how downhill they went. I guess the VeggieTales. Yeah. Stan Flack will keep slapping people in the face, comrades, and finites, telling people about the podcast. David is my favorite.
All right, Michael.
Everything you said about it.
You're now my favorite.
Let's take a walk back now. Come on. I'll walk with you. Back to where...
It's
back
proof before. He's fake. Actually, that strengthens my argument.
Then he goes, David's my favorite. Yo. I guess that's... All I figured was you say that. Yo. I don't know why he said yo.
I guess I... Do I
sometimes
say
sometimes you do that. Do it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I go, yo.
Yeah, but...
Like I don't know.
I do that, too.
Yo, that is that it? That's yo, it. Yeah. Okay.
David Delson goes like,
I haven't done that in months.
Yo, now I'm self conscious. I don't know what that noise is that I make.
Right. Which one am I? Four?
Okay. No,
they're all already up.
We have stuff. All right,
we have stuff.
This is from Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks.
This is your boy.
Oh, I know that guy.
He sent us a meme. I got to post.
Sent us a meme, and it's Joel
Olstein,
and it says, "I don't want to be a podcast that asks for money." Next episode is a picture of Cody Zorn. If you don't support us, you're not saved.
What? Let me see.
That's so funny, dude.
That is so funny.
That's so funny. I need you to send me. I'm gonna send that to Cody Zorn. Can you send that to me?
I'm gonna post it and tag him.
Do it. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I'll send it to you then for sure. Let's see.
If you don't support us, you're not
Daniel. Dude, that's Hawaniak. How in the heck?
Her dad was at our revival.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah, Bob Nagalski.
NSAB. No. Let's settle this disagreement out like men. Out back like men. I thought it said like black men. I was like, where are we going with this?
Are we allowed to read the rest of this?
What is this? I thought it said, let's settle this disagreement out like back like black men. But it says, let's settle this agreement out back like men.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on.
ESV, let's settle this out back. Be a man.
Okay.
The NIV, let's step outside and settle this like men or women.
All right.
KJV. This strife shall be quelled only through a struggle of men behind the dwelling. In the New King James. This strife will be quelled only through a struggle of men behind the dwelling. NLT, you, me, outside now. MSG,
the
cash
message.
Me outside. How about that?
Dude, that's funny.
And then let's see. Let's settle this disagreement out back like men. I was trying to think of something pigeon, but I can't do it.
No,
it's so funny.
I can't be funnier than that meme.
This is his wife, Joanna. Here we go. Ready?
In games at youth group, some sixth graders started provoking me, urging me to fight with them. They surrounded me, but I managed to throw them to the ground without any issue. However, one of them suddenly charged at me, sprinting towards me. I stood there, perplexed, wondering why the sixth grader was running towards me. When he reached me, he kicked me in the shin, resulting in a loud snap.
Oh my god!
Except, I was fine.
Oh,
worse. But the sixth grader fell to the ground in tears, crying for 10 minutes straight about his leg. The next morning, I received a text from the youth pastor informing me that this kid had literally broken his leg in half.
We're so right, dude. We are so right.
What? Literally the definition of mess around and find out. While we were playing games,
dude, that's so funny.
Is there a video with this?
Yeah.
It's just guys sitting and talking.
Here's something else. Feel the rain.
I already like this. It's raining all over me. I'm moist.
Call and response, I said I'm moist.
Good God,
I'm moist.
Yes, I am. Rain all over me. I'm saturated.
He keeps saying liquid things. He's in church. And then they repeat it. I'm saturated.
I'm damp. I'm gonna make this my ringtone.
The guy is in a
thought
I'm He's about 500 pounds. He's in a bright yellow shirt with a walker.
This man looks like Pac-Man.
What else do you want?
I'm damp.
I'm damp.
Wet.
I'm wet.
Wet all over for you, Lord.
I'm wet all over for you.
I feel the rain.
I do not.
Send the
That's
rain.
From Daniel Hawaniak.
I want to, you know what my favorite
Thanks,
part
Daniel,
of.
Daniel, send some more of those in. I know it took
know
a while to get to
my favorite part of that video is?
I'm damp.
My favorite part of that video is there's no music to that song.
No.
It's a cappella, which means while this guy's going on about being moist, saturated, damp, and wet, there's some guy doing the bass line. He's going, dum, 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 dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum. God didn't make it to the pentatonic, so he's like, I'll just do it here.
And then the background singer's like, moist.
He's moist. Saturated. He's saturated. Damp, damp. He's saturated. Have you ever heard of the Holy Nope? It's this guy that he makes these videos on Facebook. I'm sure there are other places too. But it starts off and he's like, all right, got my Bible, going to church, and he opens the door and then it shows some like just off the wall thing happening at some church somewhere, and then it ends with him going, nope.
Like, our church might be on that.
Yeah, this is Mike Matero. Dear C-Diff, unflappable comrades, first of all, thank you for your service. Secondly,
thank you for your support.
I just want to point out that in episode 62, while you were all attempting to pronounce a word which started with SH, David attempted not once, not twice, but five times to make a Michael Jackson reference by saying Shimona.
Shimona.
As someone who regularly makes jokes and goes either unnoticed or unappreciated, I would just like to direct a special message to David. I hear you. I appreciate your humor and applaud your persistence. Stay golden, Pony Boy. As for the rest, do better. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the main people at Victory Baptist College. All right.
Shimon. I don't even remember making that joke. Joe. No way.
Dustin,
it took two times for me to understand what was even happening here.
What in the
So this guy is acting like he's doing a trick shot. He has an apple in one hand and a dart in the other. And he tosses the dart in the air and he's not looking at the dart because it's supposed to land in the apple. Instead, it lands in this man's shoulder.
It just goes up.
Man. And it just sticks. And he kept a stone cold face. So I'll give him props on that.
Slur! That is a slur! I'm serious. I have a very serious goose. I'm very serious. Do not call me a silly goose. That is a slur. That is a slur. I'm serious. I have a family. I have two kids, Billy and Linda, and a wife, Margaret. I'm a serious goose. I'm a risk management assessor at JP Morgan and Chase. I'm a serious goose.
I saw a video. I saw a video of Michael Knowles.
You ever heard the
silly goose?
Silly goose.
Silly
so
goose.
He's a serious goose.
I saw a video of Michael Knowles was reacting to it. This lady was acting like she was in a hospital.
Yeah.
And there's a woman on the gurney and she's like passed out dead or whatever. And the doctor's about to call time and death. But then the nurse is like, wait a minute, doc, let's try one more thing. Is she married? And the doctor like looks at the chart and goes, yeah, she is. And the nurse goes, she goes, your husband just sat down and he looks very comfortable. And the lady who's dead wakes up, takes the equipment off and goes, honey, could you help me move? Could you help me carry this? Oh my gosh, bro. It made me laugh so hard. Your husband just sat down and he looks very comfortable.
That's so funny. Miss Heather Gibson sent us something. It says, it's a post. It says, the Flat Earth Society has members all around the globe.
Say that one more time.
The Flat Earth Society has members all around the globe.
But slowly. That's what the thing says, right?
Yeah. And the globe is circled like globe. All right, look. The Japanese TV show where three professional athletes take on 100 children.
Who sent this?
Miss Heather.
Oh, dude, she's a real one.
Look at all these kids. There's three soccer players just destroying these children. And the kid, there's like 15 goalies, and they cannot beat these kids. I mean, the kids cannot beat them. Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, and that's how I know I could fight.
You guys want to hear a good joke, Dustin? Here, this is for you. Why did the chicken cross the road? I can't even.
Because!
What is this country coming to?
If so, you know, someone that can't do voice inflections telling that joke, you just say, because! And they're going to be like,
because!
Okay. Oh my.
What is this podcast come to?
I don't know, but here, watch this.
I credit that to Michael Clark. I got that from him. He said that.
I'm not connected to the thing anymore.
Oh, here's another good one. Sorry, Dustin.
I think I've seen this.
You're so cool.
Yes.
It's gonna shine in my heart like a jewel.
Point of view, you attend a trendy church.
Jesus, understand. I'm gonna love you till the very end. Oh, Jesus, 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 I love you. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus, you're so cool.
So, do you know what that's from?
That.
No, I do.
So,
makes me sad.
So, the Super Mario movie that came out, I watched it. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
But I watched it. But Bowser is in love with Princess Peach. So, he sings a song about how he's in love with Princess Peach.
Yeah.
And the song goes, Peaches, 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 Peaches. Okay. So, it's making fun of churches that take, like, songs that aren't church songs,
like,
and just putting Jesus to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's funny.
Like the Night of the Movie thing. Hear
the water going down my throat.
Ah! Get it away! Get it away! Get it away! Get it away! All right, we just lost all of the listeners. They're gone. They have went home.
I don't
home.
Think you'd actually hear it.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
We're done. We're gonna do the whatever. Topic later.
Watch
go ahead, David Dawson.
God loves free will. There's a whole group of people.
Can you send it to me?
Well, you know,
my phone?
Well,
my iPhone?
Will.
Is that the Nope guy?
Yes.
Hey, you're a computer. Hey, use Instagram or Facebook.
So does the letter D on Travis Hunter's jersey yesterday and the L on Shador Sanders? So Deion doesn't like the term captain.
Deion Sanders. Yeah, guys, email us. Let us know. You send it, Dusty.
He sent it on WhatsApp.
Dustin, send it to me. I have my iPad. To my, just my number.
Oh. I thought you could...
It's not hooked up to this for some reason.
Peaches, 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 peaches.
Okay. Cut all this out.
I will.
Cam.
I have no idea how to... It's
not. Okay. Well, just put it up to a mic then. All
right. Oh my gosh. Why are you doing this?
Huh.
Can you send it to his Instagram?
Is that Instagram or Facebook?
Facebook.
Farcebook.
Why is it being so weird?
It's good. That's okay.
There's a whole group of people out there. My phone is.
And part of his will is that he would do our will.
Yeah, because he gave us a free will.
Yes, and he loves, you know, as much as.
Nope. It's great.
So he starts off and he's always like, all right, got my Bible, going to church. Here we go.
It's called the Holy Nope.
Yes, it's hilarious.
It's probably on YouTube. I'm going to look into that. That sounds funny.
That's great. All right, here we go. David, get after it.
All right.
The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We've told you before, and we'll tell you again. While we do enjoy sitting around and being goofy and hanging out and all of that, ultimately our goal in life in general is to reach people with the gospel. And the gospel is that Jesus, he died for your sin, for my sin, for everybody's sin, and he was buried and he rose again the third day. And he did that for you, he did that for me. And in order to be forgiven of those sins, so that you don't go into a eternal and literal burning hell, is to ask him to save you. And the Bible says that he'll do it. If you ask him and you call upon his name, he will save you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And that's how you make it to heaven. If you have any questions about that, just email in at calmdownitsfine@gmail.com. We would love to take the time to explain to you guys what salvation is in full.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Join us next week. We lost the video of the funny joke that the video stopped.
It stopped at your joke?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
It was funny.
Good.
That would have been a perfect clip.
We can't do anything right.
No. All right, guys. Peace out. Love you.
All right.